With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. A lot has been written recently about the late Harry Hughes, the two-term governor of Maryland from 1979 to 1987. But not enough has been said about the truly historic nature of his decision in 1983 to organize and launch a six-state partnership to clean up the Chesapeake Bay, the first regional environmental effort of its kind in the world. Here is a recording I made of Hughes in 2015, reflecting on what inspired him to make the Chesapeake Bay his legacy.
It runs right down the center of Maryland. It just sort of characterizes Maryland, I think. It's a marvelous natural resource, and it's very unusual. Among all the bays of the world, this is a very unique one. And just was an easy decision, as far as I was concerned, that we ought to do whatever we can to preserve it.
Governor Hughes and his team scored some remarkable successes in the Chesapeake Bay restoration in its early years. Notably, their moratorium on striped bass fishing from 1985 to 1990 sparked a more than tenfold increase in the popular sport fish. Among other steps, Governor Hughes signed a ban on phosphorus in laundry detergent and a landmark waterfront protection law in 1984 called the Critical Areas Act. This law imposed restrictions on bayfront development, but was weakened by political compromises that allow counties to still designate many waterfront areas for construction. The Chesapeake region states signed three bay cleanup agreements in 1983, 1987, and 2000. But the hard truth is, the overall health of the bay did not improve at all between the 1980s and 2010, because all of these state-led pollution reduction agreements were voluntary and had no enforcement mechanism. Here's Hughes again.
I was telling people when we started the program, don't expect anything overnight. It would take at least 10 years. Well, that was an understatement of the year. It's a lot more complicated and difficult than we had anticipated, and so it's taken a lot longer than we anticipated.
Finally, under President Obama in 2010, EPA imposed a system of federal pollution limits and threatened penalties to the states that failed to meet the limits. Over the 7 years that followed, the health of the bay improved from a 47 out of 100 to a 53 on the University of Maryland's annual report cards. The bay's waters became clearer, underwater grasses spread, and blue crabs rebounded. I asked former Governor Hughes if his bay cleanup program would have worked better from the outset if it had been controlled by the federal government instead of the states.
No, I'm not sure of that at all. Top down from the federal might have caused more resistance, and I don't think that would have worked better. I really don't.
Hughes lived long enough to see the recent resurgence of the bay, but he also saw those improvements dealt a blow by record-breaking rainfall and runoff pollution linked to climate change, and the Trump administration's efforts to slash funding to the Chesapeake Bay program by 90%. However, true to form, Hughes remained an optimist to the very end.
Yeah, I think we'll get there. I think we'll get there. It's going to be difficult, but I think there's signs already of progress.
Goodbye, Governor Hughes, and thank you.
Okay, nice talking with you again. Good to see you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Governor Hughes died of pneumonia last week at the age of 92. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, author of The Chesapeake in Focus. This program is sponsored by the Able Foundation. The views expressed are solely my own.